It's time for Utah Story Corps. Everyday people sharing their story at the Story Corps recording booth in Vernal during July of last year. Stephen Ted Prettyman tells his daughter Jenny Anderson about losing his father in Price, Utah when he was 13 years old, and how he overcame the mistakes that come with loss.
I got in a lot of fights. I just see red. I was mad at the world for quite a while. And then I had a coach that helped me get on the wrestling team. And he told me once, he said, "Ted, you're the most well-balanced kid I've ever dealt with." He said, "You got a chip on both shoulders." We had a real tough time there for a few years. My cousin Boydie died of leukemia. And then his dad was killed similar to the way my dad was killed a couple years later. And then my dad was killed. And then my best friend, Rodney, 2 years after my dad died, he was killed when he was taking his girlfriend home on a bicycle. Yeah, I was pretty bitter for a few years there.
And can you explain what happened to your dad, how he passed?
I was 13, and they were building the road up over Price Canyon. They were down in the river surveying a pipeline through there, and communications broke down, and they rolled some big rocks off, and by the time they hit the bottom, they were really moving. And they said he hollered. Everybody jumped, but one hit him right in the chest. And he was killed instantly. It took his work boots off. It hit him so hard. I talked to Barry years later about how he felt. And we both felt really happy that Dad had died because we weren't going to get beat anymore. And then you felt so guilty that you felt that way about your dad. And it was a really unfair assessment just because we were too young to really realize what was going on. I started out in really tough shape when I got to high school. They had me in all the remedial classes. And, you know, I'd say I was in trouble a lot and I wouldn't do my work and I rebelled against everything. But after wrestling got hold of me, I ended up being on high honor roll, and I was president of the seminary class, and I was president of the a cappella choir, and captain of the wrestling team, and secretary to the Letterman's Club.
And what do you think the turnaround was from?
I think finding a way to channel my anger. I could wrestle, and I could physically get rid of all of that that was inside. Instead of hitting some guy in the nose, I was very successful at it, and it gave me an out. And, you know, one of the interesting things about high school is my job in the after school was digging graves at the cemetery where my dad and Rodney were both buried. I'd go after school and square up the grave and put the grass out, put the planks across, get it ready for the funeral. I remember I did a lot of thinking. Yeah, life and death was kind of strange to me back then. Still is, but I was mad at God for a long time.
Do you think working at the graveyard was therapeutic
at all?
Yeah,
it helped me. It did. The jobs I've had have really helped me a lot. So a lot of the jobs have shaped who I am and the men who are willing to put themselves out there.
These conversations were recorded at the Story Corps recording booth in Vernal and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah Story Corps project is made possible in part by our members and Memory Mark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at memorymark.com.